Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. Greetings and welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, on another National Guard show, the new and different show of your Citizens Army. Each dramatic production in this series is designed for your especial enjoyment by the most skilled playwrights, and each stars a great name from the preferred roster of motion picture world. And now, the National Guard, our great citizen army, proudly presents Zachary Scott in Masters of Green Oaks. Now, here's first act curtain. The man coming down the flagstone walk is Jeff Carter, the novelist, home to sell his rundown Virginia estate.
Something's been going on around here.
Hello. I've an idea you're Jeff Carter.
I've always thought so myself, but I'm beginning to doubt it.
Why, what a funny thing to say. I'm Sally Randolph, Mr. Carter.
You know, the last time I visited Green Oaks, the caretaker was an elderly colored man named Sam Winston. My, how Sam Winston has changed.
Sam hasn't changed a hair. He's just as lazy as ever. I'm from the real estate office. You telegraphed us to meet you at Green Oaks as you only had a few hours in which to make arrangements.
Ah, so you are Miss Sally Sales and Development Agency, Incorporated.
Yes. I'm the whole company now that my father's passed on.
I've been gone a long time, but I recall the name of Randolph. Didn't your father used to live
near... It's about time you're waking up, Jeff Carter. That cottage across the road's where he lived, and I still live there.
Well, I remember you. You were a little tyke in pigtails when I left here 10 years ago. Well, come on inside and let's get this settled.
Are you sure you want to sell Green Oaks, Jeff Carter?
Of course. Say, the window's open, everything is spotless, no covers on the furniture. Wait a minute. When did I put this place on the market?
2 years ago next month.
Old Sam never kept this place like it is today. Is someone already living here?
Why, of course not. Why don't you stay here for a week before you sell the place?
That's impossible. I'm leasing a new apartment in New York, and I have a date with a decorator tomorrow night. You do have a buyer, don't you?
Yes, I have a buyer. Jeff, why don't you stay at Green Oaks just for one night? You could fly back.
I'm beginning to remember too many things in the few minutes I've been here.
You're a writer. Maybe it would help you to remember... all of those things.
One of those things I'm remembering is that you were a very insistent little girl. Remember how you wanted to ride my pony?
Yes, and I got to ride him, too. Won't you stay just one night before you sell Green Oaks? Maybe if there were enough memories...
Now that's strange talk from a real estate agent. Do you want to make a commission?
Not on Green Oaks. Not unless I'm sure.
Sure of what, Sally?
Sure that you want to sell it. Come on, I'll show you the grounds. I'll bet it's been 10 years since you were here.
Well, it's been 7, and there are a lot of things I don't understand. The last time I saw Green Oaks, the place had grown up in grass and weeds, the house was run down, and now everything is spotless. Flowers blooming, the grass cut, hedges trimmed. Where's old Sam?
We'll go find him.
Say, those rose hedges are new, and they're not 2 years old.
They'll be 2 years old this winter.
And the barns are freshly whitewashed. Now, don't tell me Sam did that on his own.
Old Sam's a better worker than you think, Jeff. Maybe Green Oaks means more to old Sam than it does to you.
Look, Sally, I'm a writer, not a sentimentalist. I know the Carters have owned Green Oaks for 100 years. Now I'm the only Carter left. I'd rattle around in a place like this. Now that I've got that off my chest, let's find this caretaker of mine.
I think you'll find him up by the summer house fixing the steps. I don't think it'll be necessary for me to go along. I'll stop at the office.
Oh, no. I'd rather have you with me. There's something I want to look into, and I'll need your help, Sally.
All right, if that's the way you want it.
Howdy, Miss Sally.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Jeff. Miss Sally done told me you was coming home today.
Sam, you old rascal, what's gotten into you? You've been working.
Mr. Jeff, I ain't worked so hard since your pa was alive. I feel almost like I've been working in my sleep.
Well, you've done a remarkable job, but I still don't understand it.
Well, Shucks, Mr. Jeff. It ain't hard to understand when you know Miss Sally. She's a driving lady. Anyhow, Miss Sally, she worked hard on me to keep this place looking nice.
Oh, now, Sam.
I've been suspecting as much. I'm going to have a word with you, young lady. Thanks, Sam. We'll have our talk later.
Yes.
Now, Sally, what's it all about?
I love Green Oaks, Jeff. I guess I've always loved it. When you turned it over to me to sell, well, I didn't want to sell it. I wanted to fix it up. I helped Sam fix it up. You aren't angry, are you, Jeff?
Yes. Not with you. I'm going to stay here tonight, Sally, to find out what it is that bothers me.
The curtain falls on Act One of Master of Green Oaks, starring Zachary Scott. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from your announcer.
With pride in its glorious past, the new National Guard is working for an even greater future. Older than the nation itself, modern as its jet-propelled airplanes, the National Guard of the United States is dedicated to protect the peace and foster the security of America. A reserve force of volunteer citizen soldiers and airmen, the National Guard is a trained, equipped fighting unit capable of helping to defend America against enemy aggression. This is your new National Guard. Now back to our show.
And now, Act Two of our story, Master of Green Oaks, starring Zachary Scott as Jeff Carter. A week has passed, and Sam is serving breakfast to the Master of Green Oaks, and the Master is still Jeff Carter.
Morning, Miss Sally.
Good morning, Sam.
Sally, come on in and have a cup of coffee.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
I'm afraid I'm a very troublesome client, but I finally made up my mind about selling the house. About time, too.
Then you're going to sell?
No, Sally. No sale this time, but I'll see that you don't lose your commission.
Oh, who cares? I'm so happy that Green Oaks is going to stay like it is that I don't give a hoot about commissions.
Well, I do. There's one thing, though, I haven't decided. One important thing.
Well, what's that?
I don't know what to do with Green Oaks.
Oh, Jeff, I thought you'd live here. You've been here a week, and I just... Oh, you mustn't go, Jeff.
Why, Sally, does my going mean that much to you? I thought I might arrange to keep the house open and come back for short visits from time to time.
Oh, I don't believe you'd ever find anyone to look after Green Oaks. Not like Sam and I have cared for it.
Well, what's wrong with you and Sam and possibly a housekeeper continuing to look after the place?
No. No, you'll have to count me out this time.
Then you were just fixing it up to sell it. You are disappointed about losing the sale.
Listen, Jeff. I never did want Green Oaks sold, and I don't want it sold now. Come out on the terrace, and maybe I can explain why. Come on.
Do you know, Sally, you are a very, very puzzling young lady.
Please, Jeff. You've treated me like a little girl long enough. After all, you're only 5 years older than me.
But I can't help it, Sally. You're still little Sally Randolph with the pigtails. Come on, start explaining.
I'm sorry. I've changed my mind about explaining things. You'll have to figure it out yourself.
Now you see what I mean? You're the same unpredictable little girl. How about dinner here on the terrace tonight? I'm returning to New York tomorrow. We'll settle everything.
Dinner at 7. It's a deal.
It was nice to be serving dinner out here. Makes me feel like old times. Miss Sally, you sure look scrumptious.
Why, thank you, Sam.
Yes.
Bring the coffee up to Summer House, Sam. Come on, Sally.
My, you've been awfully quiet tonight, Jeff. Is it because I didn't wear my pigtails?
I've been an awful fool, Sally. It took an evening dress to make me realize you've grown up.
Why, of course I've grown up. I've been working dreadfully hard at grown up for a long time.
Well, here we are. Let's sit here where we can look down at the house. Sally, I'm going to tell you why you didn't want me to sell Green Oaks.
And you found out, Jeff? You know?
Yes, I found out. I found out a lot of things in the last week. The first thing I found out is that you don't find it easy to part with things you love. And I do love Green Oaks. Possibly not as much as you do, but I love it.
Then why don't you stay here?
Maybe I will. It all depends. You see, Green Oaks doesn't mean much unless you are around.
I don't believe you found out anything.
Oh, yes, I have. I found out that you're lovely, that you've grown up. And I found out why you don't want me to sell Green Oaks.
Why, Jeff?
Because you can't bear the thought of any other woman living in Green Oaks. Is that right?
Jeff Carter, you're trying to make me admit that I'm head over heels in love with you.
Is that such a difficult thing to admit, darling?
Yes, it is. Especially when you don't think enough of me to...
I found out one other thing. The most important of all, Sally Randolph. I found out that I love you. Well, I love you even more than you love Green Oaks.
Oh, it took you a million years to find it out, Slowpoke.
I think I knew it 10 years ago when you really were a little girl in pigtails.
Oh, Jeff. I've dreamed of this all my life.
Here's your coffee. In as hot as it would have been on the terrace.
Sam, I want you to be the first to know. You're serving the new mistress of Green Oaks.
Shucks. You ain't telling me no news, Mr. Jeff. Me and Miss Sally known about it more than 2 years. What do you think we've been fixing up for?
Thank you, Zachary Scott, for your appearance here with us on this National Guard show and for your brilliant performance, which I am sure will live for a long time in the memories of our audience. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizens Army, the National Guard, will bring into your homes that superb actor, Alan Jocelyn, to give the breath of life to the fascinating character, Hugh Sedit, in our comedy, The Mad Author. It's a great play with a great star. Don't miss it. Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
All-Star appeared with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.